Thought Acceleration, episode number 106. This one is super dope. For more information, follow me, or visual information, follow me on Instagram. That's Instagram at Taymond underscore Bailey. That's T-A-Y-M-O-N-D underscore B-A-I-L-E-Y. And on Snapchat at Taymond Bailey and Twitter at Taymond Bailey. So this one is tight. Despite. The reason why is because we have supreme opportunities passing us by every day. They are emotional opportunities. And I'm going to keep this one really brief because we are going to be faced, would you agree, with circumstances that hurt our feelings? Would you agree that we're going to be faced with circumstances that are our least favorable circumstances? And would you agree that at some points you're going to feel sadness, fear, anger, and all of the above? Yes, such is life. It's the human experience. So how can we leverage that? What does all this mean? Actually, what's happening sometimes isn't always set in stone. I'm going to give you some live examples of what I mean, but what's happening sometimes is just a test. Often we hear about that, but a lot of times it can be completely reversed depending on our emotional response. So despite what happens, if you are able to maintain your energy during hard times, you can literally reverse and sometimes, if not reverse, correct and put yourself in a better position than what you ever were in the first place. So a story that explains this is I have a car. My car is a bit rough state right now. It's just transmission problems. Yeah. So anyway, I go out to start my car and I hear click, 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 click. It's not turning on. And I'm wondering what is going on today with my car, right? Because now I'm immobile. I can't move. I can't go anywhere. My car is not working. So take a deep breath. My friend who's in the car with me, she's trying to assess what's going on. She knows a little bit about cars. We, you know, end up staying where we are, walking to the store. I'm out of a car for a day. During that walk to the store, you know, I had all the reason to be frustrated with my car, the circumstances, life in general. I had all the reason to feel down and, you know, money that I gotta spend on this car that I didn't want to, and play this sad story on the smallest violin in my head and all that. But I didn't. I actually started saying to my friend things I was grateful for. She didn't look at me that weird because that's the type of things we do. But I started saying the things I was grateful for, waving at people who were driving by, literally getting it out of my mind. Because I knew that in my head, I've been living in such an air of comfort. You know, I've been living comfortably, not better than anyone else, but just comfortably. And I'm grateful for how I've been living. So you know what? I said, if you want to throw me some hard times, universe, that's completely fine. I'm ready to adapt to it. And that was my attitude, right? Now, what happened after that? My friend has an uncle, and she called her uncle the next day. The uncle came by my place, and he came to look at it. And he said, what we thought it was the starter on the car. If you don't know anything about cars, don't worry about it. That just means that I got to go out and pay a load of money to buy a new piece and put it on the car. Didn't want to do that, but I still was optimistic. I was like, okay, I was prepared to do it. So he comes by and he says, look, it might not be the starter. It might just be the battery. Mind you, I tried the battery. I tried to jump the battery. This is something within my means of doing. And that wasn't the case. It didn't get the car started. So he says, it might be the battery. This isn't a car lesson, but stay tuned. So he goes and he checks the starter. Starter works fine. He goes and he checks the battery. And the battery's dead. So it was the battery. So he was like, oh, okay. So he goes and he jumps it and he does a different method that I does. And the car starts, right? The car starts. But get this, he has another device that checks the health of the battery, because he was like, maybe your battery is dying. Maybe it's just an older battery, you know, it's losing its life. It's time to get a new battery. That's usually what situations like this tell. So he takes this device, he checks the life of my battery. My battery is a 12 volt battery, meaning it will output 12 volts, and his device tells me how much power it's outputting. And so the device was saying 12. And usually if it's an older battery and it's time to buy a new one, it will go from 12 all the way to zero. It will slowly descend. Well, my battery did not descend. It went up. It went from 12 to 13, which is unheard of. That means it's a super strong battery. It has great life. So he took that device off. He put it back in his car. We all scratched our heads as to why the car did this in the first place. Never did it again. But we didn't know. This was recently. Why the car did this. We did not know why the car did this. But you think I cared? No, I did not care about that. What it told me is my energy. We can label it to whatever. For me, it was because I maintained a positive attitude about it. I was willing to take that loss. I was willing to take that setback. And not only that, the energy that I had surrounding the entire situation, in my opinion, influenced that situation. There was no reason for my car to start. There was no reason for my car to start at all. But it was because I did not let it affect me. I have many examples like this of where, what's the point? Just because circumstances are happening and things are happening to you, that does not mean you need to have it happen inside of you. It does not have to reach that far. What does that mean? You do not have to have a negative emotional reaction to every negative event that happens outside of you. Despite what happens, despite what's going on, despite what he said, she said, what they did, you do not have to have that emotional response. And when you are able to control your emotional response, you're then focusing on 99% of what's actually happening, which is the energy surrounding a situation. The actual he said, she said, what happened is actually just 0.001% of what's going on. So, despite all of trying circumstances with this pandemic we have now and all what's going on, I want you to take a personal, I'm going to have a personal challenge for you to maintain your energy throughout the day, to keep your energy solid, pure, and positive. And if not positive, if that's too much of a stretch for you, keep it neutral to where you are not negative or positive. You're simply observing. So despite what's going on, that is what you can do to change your circumstances. This is Thought Acceleration, episode number 106, despite bringing your thinking up to speed. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. This one is number 106, despite there is a level of rebellion and resistance that needs to be formed inside of you when circumstances arise, and this episode will help you do that. Contact me for more information. Thought Acceleration, bringing your thinking up to speed.